Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dun, 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 dun. Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Pinch Hitters warm-up show here on a Wednesday. You get CeeLo in for Jerry. Mike Fliegelman in for Al Dukes. It'll be Boomer and Jerry coming up at the top of the hour here this morning. And we are inside 15 minutes to, if you actually believe or count this, the start of the 2024 baseball season. Dodgers and Padres on the field in Seoul, South Korea, getting set for the first of two games they'll play before coming back to the States and diving back into their exhibition schedule before additional regular season games. Very strange vibe and dynamic this year.
I'm trying to remember when the Mets started overseas, because I was young. I remember the Agbayani home run. Did they go back to exhibition games after that?
They very well might have.
I don't think they did.
Tell you, but.
I want to say that they did have like some sort of a...
like a tune-up?
Yeah. I don't know if it was against the college, if it was in the intra-squad, if it was what it was.
Sometimes the left-behind guys have to get their reps.
I remember we did I forget what...
That's crazy. You were here that day.
What midday iteration?
He's been here many days since.
I mean, what year was this? When they started in
2000. I was in third grade. I remember my teacher, Miss Carter, we had whatever special gym or whatever, went away from the class. We came back and she told me what was going on.
What year is this now?
2000.
Yeah, against the Cubbies, right?
Yeah, because it was a week before I was leaving the school. We were moving to New Jersey. I was still in Brooklyn. So I was.
And it was two games.
Like one foot out the door. It was a two game series, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember we did a midday show. I think it was Mac and Susan at the time. I think Russ and Steve were over, but whatever. We were at the ESPN zone doing a live
Times Square
broadcast.
I remember that.
Wow. I'm reacting to you.
That was a fun retro. Going there as a kid, that was just like a whirlwind. But it's also funny to think because, you know, those games started probably around 5-6 o'clock Eastern time. If you're a Padres fan or a Dodgers fan, these games are starting at 3 o'clock local time.
Yeah.
That's rough.
It's a tough. That's true.
And I can't remember if we preempted Imus or if, you know, I think we actually did Imus, but like to the national audience because he was syndicated, obviously. And I think we did the show there pre and post or something. It was some crazy situation.
You guys got me down the rabbit. I'm actually.
That had to be. There's no like. That, there's
the
no way that was fun for Chernoff to program around that.
No.
He had to hate that.
It was a disaster.
No. I'm looking at the 2000 spring training schedule here. I don't know why I'm wasting my time on that.
You got to love the internet. Because there was a time where it just, did this happen? Nobody knows. We'll never find out.
I'm seeing Mets Astros Port St. Lucie March 23rd. I don't see the Mets after that. So maybe not.
Eddie's right. Maybe they did like one of those, like they had a local college in, or they just did an intra-squad game at Shea. Or maybe they went right into, you know, there wasn't as much probably thought about, oh, well, the travel, the players need 6 days off to readjust their body clocks. God forbid they go right back to playing a game in a couple days. So maybe they just went right back to, listen, if that's what it was for the Mets, bring that back because it worked.
I'm going to guess no, because they played those two games overseas on a Wednesday and a Thursday. And then they were back playing on Monday. So I'd imagine by the time they traveled back.
On the road Monday or
get
home?
To home.
And so, again, maybe it must have been like an intra-squad or maybe a college, not an official spring training game.
Right, exactly.
Just something to keep them active.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
But it's weird because we're watching it now. They're doing the introductions.
Yeah.
So you know, now it's the Dodgers
on the
one by one
for
right.
the folks there in Seoul.
But they're going to do this again. Both when like the Padres are the quote unquote home team for this game, they're going to do this again when they're in San Diego.
Of
they're going to do it for the Dodgers in L.A.
Yes. Yes.
Well, this, so you got to do all the pomp and circumstances three times.
But the pomp and circumstance in this case is for the crowd there locally. Plus, you got on the Padres, Ha-Sung Kim is from Seoul.
Listen, you got during the break, there, we were obviously. Talking about this, and it's good that we came back because. It was dangerous for me. I was throwing bets on it for this game while we were in the last
talking
break.
Talking about the odds on a Tyler Wade home run this morning.
He's got the longest odds on the board. No picture on FanDuel.
Rightfully so.
But Ha-Sung Kim had the two home run game in a couple days ago. So bet him to hit a home run. It was like plus 630 or 650.
Absolutely. And Tyler Glasnow is making his Dodgers debut overseas here. It's a little bit of a bizarre dynamic, but that's okay. It's on. Usually we don't get a chance to watch live sports here during the morning show outside of British Open,
Olympics,
tennis.
We had
events.
The World Cup, which I do not care about whatsoever.
Right, right.
This is
mainstream baseball here
that I love watching, and Eddie and I'll have it on and be keeping an eye on during the entire show.
I think we all will.
That's fun.
Although, you mean I have to turn off Telemundo?
Oh, man, we won't be keeping an eye on it.
You only have the one TV in there.
We have two, but one's on the return.
Ah, got it. Well, we'll keep you guys informed and up to date.
I can sacrifice it.
Yeah, that's okay.
And but this watching baseball from Korea is giving me bad flashbacks.
Yeah, that was because height of the pandemic when we were working here.
Yes.
Eddie and I were here, so we had on the TVs at the end of my shift, beginning of his, or when I filled in for him. Yeah, Korean baseball when we were the only people in the building.
Yeah, I could see where that's a little PTSD for you guys.
Yeah, it really actually is. I'm getting chills.
By the way, it's good to see these guys on the field and that all is well. I don't know if you saw this through the night. They had. They had a bomb threat.
No, I did not.
Yeah, so they had police come in and search I don't know how to pronounce the name, but the Sky Dome there in Seoul. So they had 150 police officers, dogs, X-ray detectors, and other equipment searching the stadium. Apparently, there was a threat targeting Ohtani. So nothing came of that, which is good. And they were able to, get this game off the ground here. And obviously, the fans are in the building. Like you said, they're going through the introductions. And we'll have first pitch, as they say, in less than 10 minutes.
I made this switch, Fleeks.
Oh, awesome, Eddie. Thank you. So this we're all on the record, even if you root for one of these teams. This is not opening day.
No. It's
we don't even like calling it opening day if two teams started on Sunday Night Baseball and the rest started Monday.
Yeah, no, it's
I
not
hated
opening
calling
day.
Sunday opening day.
It's not opening day. It's a showcase for the folks overseas there, which is great. I mean, they're into it. Building's full. You got a lot of people wearing Padre and Dodger hats.
Yeah, it looks
hats.
Like a big crowd.
So that's what you want, which is the whole idea of Major League Baseball going there. But you're right. When the Padres open up at Petco and the Dodgers open up in Chavez Ravine, they will go through all of this, maybe minus the fireworks that we're seeing right now and the sparks that they're setting
fireworks
off
indoors.
Inside the building. Yeah,
not ever the best idea.
They're like,
maybe
more
they're
like
just
sparklers. Yeah, they're not shooting them up towards the roof or anything like
Listen,
that.
I've seen people at the end of the wedding, the sparklers, I've seen some people who had maybe a little too much to drink almost start a fire with those things. So you always want to be careful.
I believe it. All right, we got to step aside. We got an Odyssey Sports Minute with Amy Lawrence and Fleegs. Usually we tell Al what percentage chance Eddie is giving him of guessing what it is. With you in the seat, this is the highest number I've seen. He's put it at 50% for you here this morning.
I'm going to say Amy went with Virginia getting destroyed.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry,
the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, here we go. Wrapping it up. Wednesday morning warm-up, CeeLo and Fleegs. And they're wrapping up the anthems there in South Korea. Pulled up the audio during the break there. Both the same singer for our national anthem as well as the South Korean anthem. Beautiful voice. She sounded like she did a tremendous job.
Yeah, sounded good. And I guess over there in South Korea, you got to learn English and be able to sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, she nailed it. She was on top of it. It sounded good. So
no fights with you guys this morning. Nobody got up. Nobody left the studio. Nobody got into each other's face over fighting about something stupid.
No, well, we both agree that Central Jersey is real. We're from there. Pork roll, not Taylor ham. So we're good to go.
We have a lot in common, even though we don't root for all the same teams. Plus, it's a happy morning for Fleegs. He's got Mike Williams on the roster now. You know, he's got the Jets sweatshirt on.
Beautiful
he's good
morning.
To go.
The only thing I will say, and we're going to get into it, you know, your boy Joe Douglas has two main signings and two most important signings on offense are coming off of significant injuries and have both been injury prone in their careers.
It's worrisome, but I love the potential. I want to win a Super Bowl, Boomer.
So the Jets are winning the offseason once again.
They rarely win the offseason, though.
Like they won last year.
That's once. I've been around over 30 years. They don't win anything. I'll take winning an offseason.
Well, all right. I'm just saying, I hope they do win. I hope these guys stay healthy, and I hope that Joe Douglas has got the right guys here.
And if that's the case, he'll be around for a long time. So I hope for that, too.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.